Stream this to your audience.
Hold on. It says we're live.
Don't look like we are.
Yeah, it looks like we're live, right? Yeah, it says we're live.
It says we are.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Colorado Show. Yeah, give us a hand. Don't know where Karen is. Karen's somewhere handling some personal business, but we do have El Toro here, who was here last week, and we had a blast. So we figured, why not do it again, right?
Why not?
All right. So yeah, is it time for the intro?
Let's do it.
Okay. Cool. Hey, check it out. Tell me if you can hear this. Good, because there's going to be a lot of that. For those of you that are watching now, they're just tuned in. Something happened. President Trump was, apparently there was another attempt on his life. I mean, I'm getting several different accounts on this. Some people are saying it was an attempt at him. So people are saying it was an unrelated incident that happened out like somewhere down the street. I don't know what's going on, but we got Hannity here to explain. So I guess we'll dissect this.
Anyway, so long story short is President Trump, they were on the fifth hole. They were about to go up to putt. And the way Steve Witkoff, now, just as a little bit of background, Arthel, I happened to go to breakfast with Steve Witkoff and another friend of mine this morning, and I was invited to play golf. They happen to be really good golfers. I don't have a lot of time to play golf, so I said thank you, but I'm not going to go out on the golf course and get killed out there. But long story short, so they were playing, they were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired. And long story short, I have confirmed with both the president and with Mr. Witkoff that the gun has been found. They identified it as an AK-47.
So hold up. So let me get this straight.
Whoa.
So they heard, huh?
They found an AK-47.
Yeah. But what he just like, he shot it and ran?
It looked like the assailant probably shot off, tried to get four shots off, and then dropped the AK. Because you're not gonna run around with a chopper just.
Nah, definitely not. Yeah, you definitely. No. That's not like.
You're probably gonna get gunned down in the process because anybody you may cross as even undercover sees you running.
Yeah, so you run with a chopper. Yeah.
Plus, let's believe if the president's going to go golfing, that location has been secured in multiple layers at this point. After there has already been an attempt, so yeah, that's part. But it's just. I was thinking it was a pistol. I'm thinking that it might, but this assailant really came to, you know, come to
he
war.
He came to play. Yeah, he came to play. Let me see what else. Let's see what else Hannity has to say.
And thanks to Secret Service drone video coverage, they were able to identify the one individual involved in this shooting getting into a car after dropping the AK-47. And my understanding, according to both of them, is that car has been identified, and I believe it's been surrounded. Whether or not that person has been apprehended or not, I don't know. This happened in a matter of seconds. A little more color, a little bit more details on this, is that when they got on top of the president, immediately what is called a fast cart that I believe has steel reinforcement and protection was able to whisk the president away. And then the
I need whatever that was that they put him in. I need one of those. I want one of those.
It's basically a golf cart with a Hemi. It's supercharged or something, you know. So like, let's just keep in mind he's rolling with snipers and personal protection all deck. He has a supercharger engine based golf course. They found the weapon instantly. They already identified one of the people that was getting away in the car. They found the car and they surrounded the car. This is nothing to play with. So if this was just some radical that just so strongly believes in the Democrats advocating for mutilation of children's bodies to the economic crisis that we're having by kicking the can over and over, you know, I just don't understand the reason why somebody just wants to crash out. Why somebody just woke up and said today's a good day to crash out and try to change the future for us all, you know?
I mean, you got to think, bro, for the last nine years, they've told everybody on the planet that this man is like Hitler. He's this, he's that. Like, I don't understand how, like, anybody could really sit back and be like, there's nothing suspicious about this. Like,
right.
If you beat somebody in the head with this kind of rhetoric, you know, somebody who's not, you know, who may have a chemical imbalance or whatever, somebody who's not so sane, eventually they start believing it. You know what I mean?
You know, here's my thing. Due to any basis knowledge of history of anybody that's tried to do right by the people, they have always tried to disdain their image, their reputation, and then end up killing them.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing this again in real time.
Yo, Alex Jones predicted this already. This is why I think Alex Jones, man, like, I think a lot of people really don't understand. That dude is like the Simpsons. Like, the stuff he's predicted over the years is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, hold up. And they're like, oh, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. Is he really, though? Is he?
Yeah.
He's been pretty on point.
We've already had 4 years of Trump, and it wasn't bad at all. And that's included with a pandemic, a virus outbreak landing in his lap. He didn't create that virus. We've had much more presidents, and none of them have had a death attempt on their life.
But here's the crazy thing. Notice what you're
trying to kill this man.
Notice what you said about the pandemic, right? You said he didn't create that. That wasn't his fault, right? But here's the wild thing. The narrative of, oh, well, he lost X amount of jobs during his term, or he handled the pandemic terribly and all that. I asked the question, like, what would Democrats have done differently? Like, how would they have handled the pandemic? Nobody ever has an answer, right? Now, but you can get a preview. You can kind of get a sample of what they would have done differently based on how the governors of these Democratic states operate. Like California, lockdown city. Matter of fact, we know somebody who's told us that. Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, from what I understand, she wouldn't allow people to buy seeds to grow food or whatever. Like,
it's nonsense.
But your husband's out on a boat?
It's nonsense.
Yeah, so, like, it's full authoritarian, but I don't understand how people are like, we want more of that. Like, we like the government in our business all the time. Like, this is great, you know what I mean? I can't get with that.
Do they not see the vice, the running mate for Kamala Harris? Do they not
We're gonna get to that. Hold on. Don't even worry about that, bro. I got you, dog. Hold on. You know, let me give myself a Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco.
You know what I mean? Trust me, I got you. All right. Let's finish this real quick.
The Secret Service immediately sprung into action. They had eyes on where the shooting had occurred. I saw the New York Post report that these were two people shooting at each other outside the course. I do know, and they did confirm, that the shots were outside of the course, but certainly seemingly within range of the former president. So we don't have any details on any of that. They don't know that part. I only know the part of what they experienced while they were playing golf at Trump International in West Palm. Thankfully, the president is safe. Steve Witkoff is safe. The Secret Service apparently acted with incredible speed and professionalism, and but certainly alarming in every way imaginable in light of what happened in Butler, as you mentioned.
All right, man. So that's where we at with it, folks. Trump is okay.
He's alive, guys.
He's alive, guys. Give Teflon Don a hand. Now, as far as now we talk about Tim Walz, Walzy Walz, you know, let me here we go. You ready? This is Kamala Harris's running mate, everybody.
Oh, give it to me. Give me my moment. Give me my moment.
Give it to me. Oh, this is my moment. What?
I gotta run that one back again. Check this out.
Oh, give it to me. Give me my moment. Give me my moment.
Yo, I don't know. Like, man. I got nothing for that one, bro. Hold on, you want to see his wife? You ever see this? Oh man, this is
she a baddie? He got a husky hyena. What we got here?
Stop it.
What we got?
But I kind of liked it when she did this. Turn the page. You like that? Okay, so I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we gonna do? We're gonna turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're gonna turn the page. And we're gonna turn the page. All right, so I'm gonna be watching you, because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm one watching nationally on TV, because this is a pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this, you just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Donald Trump. We are turning the page. 52 days and we are turning the page. 52 days and it is. Bye-bye, Donald Trump.
What happened? Yo, what did you see her?
You said that, dude. I was thinking.
Turn the page. Her eyes every time. Turn the page. I'm like, damn. Lord. Like, what the fuck wrong with this girl?
Yeah.
What is wrong with this girl, man? Oh my god, the Adderall is hitting crazy.
That's something more than that.
That's the Addy and the snow.
That's a mix. Yeah, that's it.
That's a Miami party right there. Whoa.
That is definitely Collins Avenue.
I'm going to be watching you. I'm like, who is she? The boogeyman?
I'm going to be watching you,
Wisconsin.
Me at all. Like, imagine opening your blinds and seeing that.
What's wrong with this girl?
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you. Goodness. Hey, you know what? That's almost as bad as this.
Be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well. But when you look at what she's done to our country, and when you look at these millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country monthly, where it's, I believe, 21 million people, not the 15 that people say, and I think it's a lot higher than the 21, that's bigger than New York State, pouring in. And just look at what they're doing to our country. They're criminals. Many of these people coming in are criminals. And that's bad for our economy, too. You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has,
The internet is undefeated, man. you saw she looked down and then looked back up. That is fantastic, man. You cannot beat the internet, bro. They are undefeated. Somebody else did something like similar. This is pretty funny. Hold on. Where do I have it?
Has anybody asked Montel Williams who's he voting for?
I mean, he was on what? I forgot what station he was on. He was on some network speaking positively about Kamala. So I mean, it's pretty evident.
Okay.
Pretty evident.
Okay.
I would say that
he still looks her up when he see her and spin her around type of situation. Like,
I mean, who knows? You know, who really knows, man? I mean, you got to think, you went from Montel, you went from Willie. Who was first, Willie or Montel?
Montel was the first one, right?
Montel was first, then first. Willie, and then now you got Doug. Like that, you just did a whole 180. Like, you know, I don't see how the shift. You know what I mean? I can't combine the mind state with the actual shift. It doesn't. I don't get it. You know what I mean? It's just not.
I don't get it either. She doesn't have kids either.
None.
So no wonder why she doesn't care what happens to the children. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, people like to fault JD for what he says about Democrats being anti-child. But he kind of has a point. It's like, if you don't have a stake in the future, why do you care? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's like you're living for the moment now because there's nothing that needs to be sustained in order for your offspring, because you don't have any.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're an investment into the future for children. It's kind of like whatever. And I mean, you think everything that they're doing is anti-life anyway, right? So they want to, you know, change what gender is and all this, you know, change norms. Which in turn, with like the return on that is going to be like sterilization. Like, so if everybody's, you know, if women are getting their uteruses removed, like I remember, like, it's really happening. Like I remember Vivek Ramaswamy interviewed two young ladies, Chloe Cole and another one, and one of them had their uteruses removed.
Ouch, bro.
When they were like teenagers, you know what I mean? So this is where we're at with it, bro. This is where we're at with it. Some sick times. But since this is the Colorado show, I do want to show you this. I found this pretty interesting. I was hoping Karen could come on and talk about this. Let me see. Here we go. I found this very interesting.
So now it's circulating that truckers in Colorado are being approached at gunpoint to pay for overnight parking or to park. What the fucking fuck, people? Is this shit for real? I'd love to hear from some of the truck drivers in that area. First the apartments, which they denied. Now they're extorting money from hardworking fucking truck drivers just to park overnight and get some sleep. God damn. Hell in a handbasket's a fucking compliment.
The prices of guns are going to soar in America. The price of ammunition is going to soar in America. Mm-hmm. The worse this crisis gets, and it's going to start in the Midwest. It's going to start off in the far Northwest. Like, it makes the perfect sense. The middle of the nowheres, right? The places that America doesn't really care about, right? That's why they're letting them do all this stuff. Man, I am telling you, man, I'm loading up, man. You just reminded me to buy more ammunition, man. Like, wow, seeing that is insane. They're already fighting New York for neighborhoods. Literally, they're in Chicago taking over turf now. They've been in Colorado forever. They've been there. They've been in Colorado. So it's just like, when does it stop? When do we say as Americans, enough is enough? This is getting out of hand.
I mean, you know, I think the situation that just happened in Springfield, Ohio is probably like
Oh my goodness.
I think that's a wrapped present.
That's where I got my Springfield's where my last pistol came from. I got the Hellcat Springfield. In Springfield. You know,
Springfield, Ohio or Springfield, Illinois?
I think it's Ohio.
You sure?
I don't know.
Yeah, this one's for you, buddy. Nah, but I think that that situation right there is a lovely wrapped present for the Trump and Vance campaign. And the reason is because, you know what? Here's the thing. Somebody went on Hannity and said the dopest, gave him the dopest idea. He said, you know what we should do? He said, we should go out there to Springfield, Ohio, mm-hmm. where all these Haitian migrants are allegedly, not allegedly, where all they're at, right? He said, we should take the Hannity show out there and go interview people that live there.
Yeah, you should.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because all these other networks are acting like this is not a problem. Like, oh, it's race. Hold on.
It's racist. It's all racism.
You go.
No, you drop 20,000 Haitian migrants into a town of what? 40, 50,000?
It's wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc, bro. Like, yeah. how do you expect this to turn out? Like, yeah. like what in yeah. your mind said, this is going to go great.
You have people posting online crying and breaking down and pleading.
Right, right.
And America's not doing anything.
Oh, else. There's a town in Alabama that got hit with this as well.
Alabama?
Alabama. They try. Hold on, let me find.
How long can that last?
Oh, I don't think that's going to last long at all.
Crazy.
Let me see exactly where this is. And when they went to the city council meeting, they acted like, oh, well, the lady ended it early. City council cuts Mike off in Alabama. Okay. Talladega County. That's what it is. Okay. Let me see if I can find this video. I'll find it. But the ones I'm seeing on right here are way too long. But yeah, the head of the city council cut it off. They cut the mic off when people are coming up and asking questions like, how did they get here? Like, they're saying Haiti is a failed state right now. Like, it's in chaos. So how do these individuals get here? And nobody wants to answer questions. Like, they're acting like people just got to sit back and take it. It's going to get like these small little pockets, right? These small little Democratic pockets are going to see what this, because like other people in small pot in rural America and small town America are looking at this like, oh well, we don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they're gonna and the thing about it is they're also gonna fuel this by creating drug distributions through these illegal flows. Like all this stuff is gonna trickle back to Haiti. Their ship. What type of people do you think are they allowing to dump on here, mixing with these like families seeking pursuit of the American dream and happiness? They're letting gang members come into our country. They're letting people part of syndicates and cartels come into our country. You know, it's only a matter of time to see the ending results of this. This is all hell breaks loose if we don't have the right leadership in place to take tactical and strategic action against these people in prop time.
Yeah, the one thing I'm really confused about is what happens when all the resources run out, right? Because I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I mean, Democrats have zero problem with continuously printing money and borrowing. They have zero problem with it. They'll do that. They'll do that all day.
Right.
My thing is like, what happens when that money starts getting low? And don't get me wrong. Like I'm. Here's the thing. Most of the migrants aren't here to do any of that nonsense, right? But there's a significant number of them that are, right? So, I mean, according to Trump, you know, he said he worked with local law enforcement for this mass deportation plan, because they already know who's who and what, right? Which makes sense. But so, I mean, I can tell you right now that deporting 20 million. That ain't happening, dog. It's too far gone now. So what you gotta do is you gotta get the rotten ones out. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones you gotta get at. The Trendyaraguas, the MS-13s, the, you know, whoever. Those are, because I mean, and law enforcement already knows who these individuals are locally, right? So that can happen. But getting 20 million of these people out of here that's not cracking. It's not happening. Like, you'd have to make an announcement and say, like, guess what? You all, if you're a migrant and you're in this city, you need to report here by this date, or if we catch you afterwards, you're going straight to prison. Like, you'd have to make an announcement like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not getting deported. You're gonna go straight to prison, then get deported. You're gonna serve time here, then go home.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to crack down like that. But you know what I mean?
I agree.
You know, but I don't know, man. It's a lot of wild stuff going on here. I've talked to like people that have, you know, that were in down here in Florida during the was it the Mario boat lift?
Yep.
They said Miami was a zoo when that happened, bro. Like, and they said it took a couple years for all the Cubans to get acclimated and all that. I wasn't here for that. But I heard stories. I mean, matter of fact, you know who could solo? He was here for that. So for those of you who don't know who Solo is, that's a good friend of mine. He's a solid Floridian. There's not a corner of Florida that he hasn't lived in. You know. But yeah, in other news, one thing I did, I think Biden has gone MAGA.
Oh yeah, I did see the photos. Right,
I think Biden has actually gone MAGA.
I get it. They kicked him out of the Democrat House. You know?
He's got to be tight about that. He has to be tight about it.
You know.
You know, Charlemagne, the God was pissed. He gave him a donkey of the day.
Oh, so it's like everybody's clowning him for wearing the MAGA hat. Okay.
Yeah, they gave him donkey of the day for that.
Presidential hat, presidential seal on it.
You want an autograph it?
Oh, sure,
I'll. Huh?
Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
Well, you're old Park. You're an old Park.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old Park, right?
I know you would know about that.
What?
I'm being old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
Huh? He reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you were doing a selfie. There you go.
Cats.
Hey, they're good.
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope you like the pizza.
Huh?
You guys pick the fish again. I don't know where this is. Where it's not easy.
Yo,
horrible, bro.
Give it up for Joseph Robinette Biden. I think he was coherent enough to know what he was doing. Because I think he's pissed.
That's like a little party trick, you know. He still got a good sense of humor to the end, you know.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I don't think for all the years he's been in government, I'd say that he was somewhat of a you know, there was a time when you couldn't really distinguish the difference between Dems and Republicans, right? They were both, you know, one just happened to like war better than the other, you know, every couple of years, but he's more of a centrist than anything. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of them old, what they call them, blue dog Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. So this far left agenda that he like went with when he got in office, it's not him. You know what I mean? It's not him. He's a traditional old school Democrat. So this right, what he unleashed upon this country is not normally him. You know what I mean? So I think he's not too happy right now with the way things went. Matter of fact, here's something interesting too. Check this out. Yeah. Yo, that's crazy, right? Yo, Biden and Harris walk in. Nobody
saying nothing. Oh, my God.
Trump walked in. It was like, woohoo! That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt. And see, it's things like that that let me, that tell me, like, there's no way this chick can win. Mm-hmm. Like, that's you get no reaction, none? Like, come on. I don't believe that she's winning. And Trump usually polls bad anyway. Like, he always underperforms in polls regardless. But, you know what's so interesting? I think Joe is pissed. They forced him out, bro. Like, I don't know how they, like, if you were the Democrat Party, like, how would you approach Joe to get him to go?
Look, man, we know what's on your son's laptop. We know how much money. We know how much money you've been sending really to Ukraine. And we know the reason why. We found her. We found her, Joe. And him. We found him too, Joe. So do you want to do this the easy way or the hard way? Look. How many fingers am I holding up? You see? Exactly. Kamala's going to take over. Obama's fucking pissed. He doesn't want that bad in, but we can't skip over the fake black girl, right? So,
dude, didn't I say that? I said, I think his revenge was endorsing her, because I don't think the goal initially was to. I think the Not goal her. Initially was to have a primary at the Not DNC. Her. Not yeah, they didn't want. Yeah, they didn't
well,
want.
She her. Working hard. That debate was not the same Kamala that we ever seen before.
Oh, it was scripted. That was somebody like that was
practicing their lines every day, yeah. All day.
It turns out there was a somebody from CAA, I think the agency. Mm-hmm. They brought in like some.
They prompted her with a question
to run lines with her and all that. Yeah. So I don't know how true that is, but we also know that one of the moderators is her sorority sister.
Oh yeah, AK.
Yeah, yeah.
These AKs are devious, man.
I dated a couple of them in college.
Yeah, some of them are beautiful. It's like
they got some fine ones now.
You know what an AK reminds me of? A Venus flytrap. You ever seen a Venus flytrap before? You know how they just lure you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before you know, it's too late. You just close in on them walls, and it's too late.
You have like the Divine Nine sororities and fraternities. So you got like, I think let me see, AKAs, Deltas, Iotas, Kappas. It's all the historically black fraternities and sororities, right?
That's it, man.
Yeah. So, you know, I think she's trying to rally. Like the Sigma, the Zetas and Sigmas and all that. I think she's trying to galvanize, you know, that whole circle. And you know, they're like, oh, we're strolling to the polls or whatever. Like, but I'm not buying it. You know, I'm not interested. Like, I think that, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great marketing tactic, but I pledged back in 06, and I don't see myself. I'm not voting for Kamala, not a chance. You know what I mean? I'm too much of a capitalist for that.
Too much, man.
Too much of a capitalist for that. I can't do it. You know, all these promises of, you know, $25,000 for your first home. All that's gonna do is tell developers like, hey, let's add another $25,000 to the price tag.
You know it.
You know, so it's like, what are you doing this for?
You know it, bro.
There's a lot of things that I think she's going to screw up if she gets an honor. The spending is not gonna stop, and the fact that Dick Cheney endorsed it, that told me all I needed to know.
Yeah, these people want war.
Oh yeah, it's gonna, dude. And you see, like Putin is like, let's get it popping. Putin is like ready, especially since they're shooting long range missiles into Russian territory now. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna get cracking. You think it's like, oh, we're not sending U.S. troops over there? Yeah, you are. They definitely are. 1,000%. And here's the thing. From what I understand, we have a recruitment shortage. So, what does that mean? That means at some point in time, there's going to be some drafting going on. That's just my prediction. You know, but this is where we're at, folks. This is where we're at. Some people, like, it amazes me that people despise, you know, Trump so much that they're like, we'll let the whole world go to doo-doo as long as Trump is not in office. Oh, my little brother's of draft age? Let him go. Trump's not in office. It's still, it's all good. It's all good. You know, send them all. You know, but it's still better than Trump. Yo, y'all are great. People are insane. They have been broken by the orange man. Hey, you want to get into some conspiracy theories?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is a good one. I found this pretty interesting. Hold on, let me get my music ready. Here we go. Check this out.
This rabbit hole I'm about to drop on you guys, you're not ready for this one. What if I told you guys that everything that has been happening over the last few months is all connected? First, let's start with Sonya Massey, who got unalived at her house in Springfield, Illinois. Then we have the Venezuelan gangs taking over a town in Colorado. Next, we have Haitians in Springfield, Ohio eating cats and geese and other pets. And lastly, we have Javon McGee, a 21-year-old trucker who was found hanging from a tree in North Carolina. So what does all this have to do with each other, you ask? First, let's start with Springfield, Illinois and Springfield, Ohio, which is a 5.5-hour straight shot from each other. Now, what are the chances of two cities having the same name and both having issues with racial undertones? Now, Javon was found in North Carolina, but he's actually from Aurora, Illinois. Wait, hold up. You mean the very same name of the city with the Venezuelan gangs, Aurora, Colorado? You mean to tell me that these two people are from the same state, Illinois, and died 66 days apart? I mean, isn't it funny that all these situations are rooted in racial issues during an election year? Much like these situations that happened during an election year? We can go all the way back to 1992 with the Rodney King riots, Trayvon Martin in 2012, Philando Castile in 2016, and George Floyd in 2020. So we have Springfield times two, we have Aurora times two, and Illinois times two. Are we seeing a pattern here? Wait a minute. Now, speaking of Springfield, have you guys seen this?
Old, refreshing, and something I can't quite put my finger on. Needs more dog.
The Simpsons are undefeated. Make sure you guys go to conspire.tv because I'm going to do a whole video breakdown on there. So with all that being said, what do you guys think is happening? Let me know below.
I don't know. I can't call it.
I can't call it either. I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is, but it was very, very interesting to see. I was scrolling through through X and I'm like, okay, this is kind of strange. You know what I'm saying? But I figured I'd just share that. I don't know how accurate it is. I just found it interesting. He put a lot of thought into that. Like, oh man. I thought I was the conspiracy theorist. Like homie went to the floor with it. But check it out. Look. Like I said, Ash will be back in next month. So as of right now, the lunatics are running the asylum, okay? Karen is handling something personal, like I said, everybody. So we'll get back to these. She's got all the heavy Colorado stories, you know what I mean? But there's one thing that I do have to do, regardless as to who's running the nut house, all right? We got to pay bills. So without further ado, we'll be right back after these messages.
Contagion kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the contagion kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It mm-hmm. includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And mm-hmm. importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a mm-hmm. way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Mm-hmm. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
This is a special report. Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. See, it's times like this. I wish Karen was here, because she sent me this picture last week. I need her to explain this. I don't know what is going on in Colorado. I need her to break this down for me. But yeah, she'll be here next week, everybody. I think she got sidetracked. Like, I heard briefly from her saying that she had to do something with her car. But after that, so I let Ash know. But anyways, yeah, it's a lot of wild stuff going on in the world, man. There was one guy that was doing street interviews asking people in Russia what they thought about Americans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Check this out. This is crazy.
Asking Russians what stereotypes they know about Americans.
Тупые. Устроили геноцид против коренного населения. Всегда пьют газировку и едят бургеры.
Ну, Техас, ковбои скачут там на лошадях, кто на быках такие. И каньоны.
У них большой долг, госдолг. Они любят фастфуд, тот же, что и мы. Картошку фри, бургеры. Депрессивные дети.
Наверное, стереотип, что, ну, они не умеют готовить.
И не готовят.
И не готовят.
Стереотип, что они ходят в пижамах прямо на улице. Не да. Чешутся, не расчесываются.
Да, что они, ну, не любят ухаживать за собой, Жень.
За то, что американцы толстые, и они еще тупые. Географию очень плохо знают. Джордж Буш путался, где там Ирак и Иран.
А, ну что, они мнят себя там еще, типа, как будто бы они такие, типа, короли мира. Потому что женщины за собой там не ухаживают, могут там выйти в чем попало в магазин. Ну, как-то так.
Ну, я бы сказала, неглубокие, поверхностные.
Малообразованные, такой узкомыслящие, ну, скажем так.
Не следят за своим здоровьем.
I mean, some of that shit was true. Some of the stuff I didn't understand. Like, they were like, oh, the women don't take care of them, so they just come out of rags and with no makeup.
I'm no,
like,
the one about the pajamas is crazy.
Yeah, I was
like, pajamas.
It was like, oh, they killed the indigenous people. I'm like, oh, that was true.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
Yeah. to the winner goes to the spoiler.
George Bush confused Iran with Iraq.
Yes, he did. He actually did. And then, like, remember the fool me once, shame on you. Yeah. George has had some questionable moments, man. One thing I did find interesting about George is like when he landed that plane in the middle of the Muslim world and just stepped off with sleeves rolled up. I'm here to do business.
You're a real Texas boy.
Yeah, that was as gangster as it gets. It's like, dude, like, whose plane is that? Oh, that's just George. There's nobody.
George is being George,
man. So, man, what are your predictions, man? What are your predictions? How do you think everything's gonna turn out?
Well, I'm hoping for the best, which will be Trump winning, being elected, going another 4 years. It'll be healthy for our market, creating a stable market for us to grow and take responsibility in our own hands for our future. But at the same time, I know that the majority of Americans are retarded and they're fighting. and we're fighting entities that will cheat, that will stuff the box if they can, will miscount, sabotage, and slander all the way. So I'm very optimistic, but I also hold a grain of fear if it goes the other way. If Kamala goes into office, I'll be looking towards early retirement and offshore residency. So that's just my plan.
Do you think that a lot of these views that you see from the left, do you think that we only think that they're popular because we see them on social media? Or do you generally think that like half the country likes this stuff?
I think that's a little bit of both. I think because of social media, that half of Americans will eat it up and believe into it, because most of these people are getting their news and their information from these platforms, unfortunately. No one's actually doing their diligence to actually go further and research and fact check. Everybody's relying on these sources for their information to kind of shape the reality and the perception of the reality around them. It's unfortunate. And that's why I say I hold a grain of fear, because people are misinformed. And misinformed voters are the most dangerous form of voters. So, you know, but yeah. I'm going to do my part, and I hope everybody else does theirs to vote Trump back in.
Yeah. Somebody told me one day that they said the Electoral College is in place to make sure that we don't make stupid decisions. I can't call it either, but what I find interesting, somebody asked me the other day, they said, do you think that Biden actually really won? And I said, no. I said, the reason I don't think so, and you know what's so funny, you know what I found out recently was that there was a lot of like people trying to contest it. Like you had governors and you had electors and all this stuff from different states trying to challenge this past election. But it was just like it was a whole lot of never Trumpage going on. So, you know, it turned into a whole mess, man. Like, but they keep but if you notice, they keep finding things. Like, matter of fact, here on this network, man, like I've seen some people uncover some things, you know what I mean, as far as like the irregularities in the last election. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm more optimistic now, primarily because I know they have attorneys on deck now. They've got, you know, poll watchers and things like that. I don't think this is going to be a very easy election. Like, just, you know, how you typically wake up in the next morning, and it's like, boom, here's your president, right? I don't think that's going to happen this go round. I think this is going to be a long, drawn out process. And the reason I say that is because you still have states that want to fight through their voter rolls. You still have states that want to. Like, I think there was one lady in Michigan that said, "Oh well, there will be consequences and repercussions if you even think about not certifying the election and all that." Like, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits in this one.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a whole lot of lawsuits, bro. I don't think we're going to have no matter who wins. I don't think we're going to have a president immediately. I really don't. It's not going to be like that.
Well, we need one. Definitely.
Yeah, because I don't know what the heck Joe doing.
Joe living his best life, man. He just, it's all a joke. He only got a few more months in, so it doesn't really matter for Joe.
I mean, that's a lot of months, bro. That's a lot of time. A lot can happen from now to what, January?
Man, but he sleeps. He wakes up at 4 o'clock.
What did Trump say? He said, to go down there, wake Joe up.
At 4 o'clock. He sleeps till 4 o'clock. Like, there's not that much the man can do when he sleeps more than half the day away.
Yeah, you know? Bro. Yeah. I think that I really believe that we're not going to have a solidified election immediately. I think it's going to be a lot of back and forth before a winner gets called.
It should not be even close. And if it is close, it says a lot about America. It should not even be close.
Man, but you know what? Trump did it. Trump mentally did it. Well, he didn't do it. The media did it. But the idea of Trump did a number on a lot of these individuals, man. Some of these people are freaking crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of these people like are really... We're in Florida. So seeing Trump derangement is not a regular thing. When I saw it, like, firsthand... I was like, oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lady that literally, like, you said Donald Trump's name, and this lady lost it. Like, you would have thought, like, he stole something from her. But, like, just the sight of the guy with the Trump hat. She's, you like Trump? Rah! Like, she lost her mind. You know what I mean? So, Like I said, it's a rare thing. That's a rare thing down here. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, people in Colorado see it every day. They got to. Any Trump supporter. But hey, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Have you ever seen a case of Trump derangement yet?
No.
it's a sight to see. Trust and believe. It is a sight to see, man. Now, before we get up out of here, let me double check and make sure there's nothing, no new risings about this situation. Okay, so here's a statement, alert from Trump. He said, there was gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I want you to hear it first. I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again. May God bless you, Trump. Okay, so if you still don't know who this person is yet, I'm sure we'll like. But then again, it's like, here's the thing: we know everything about school shooters when it happens, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part, mm-hmm. How come we don't know much about the guy in Pennsylvania?
That's a good question.
You see what I'm saying?
Because that we know why. But people gotta be careful how they word it, you know. But we understand that was a high up move, you know.
Yeah,
that was a high up move, and they had to make sure there was no way to trace anything back, you know.
Yeah, we keep finding they keep finding out new things about it. There was one guy, one representative who said that American people are gonna be. He's a Democrat. He said American people are gonna be disturbed by what they find out, what we're gonna reveal to them about that assassination attempt.
Yeah, they gonna understand truly what type of government they have in place at that point.
I mean, we already know, you know what I mean?
But like, it's just like a nail to the coffin, you know?
Yeah,
that's what it is, really. And then some people don't, as much as you know, not everyone knows. And some people are in denial, you know?
Oh, yeah, people are like, oh, he didn't get shot.
Yeah, yeah, they're posting these pictures of like, where's the scar on his ear? I'm like, you know what? A man almost died, and y'all playing around like this was theater act. Somebody else died behind him after that bullet. Literally.
Yeah.
Go tell that family that lost their husband, lost their father, that this was just a theater act. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better.
You saw Don Lemon was actually mocking Melania when Melania had some questions about it. Don Lemon from CNN?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, bro. It was despicable. Matter of fact. He got cooked for it too. Yeah, there weren't too many people happy about that at all. And like it was classless. You know what I'm saying? I think he might have taken it down. He actually took it down. Shocking. Yeah, he got cooked. Like, you had people that aren't even people flat out saying like, we're not even Trump supporters and we don't approve of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This woman is concerned about the attempt on the life of her husband, and you're sitting there mocking her, bro. Like, some of these people are sick, man.
Sick.
Some of these people are very, very sick, bro. Hey, you want to see? I'm gonna tell you something, bro. JD Vance is growing on me, and I'm gonna tell you why. JD Vance gave Dana Bash the business. I gotta find this real quick. Hold on, let me see. Before we get out of here, we're gonna close with this. This was crazy. Like, Dana Bash wasn't ready for this. She wasn't ready for this at all. She was not prepared, bro. Let me find this real quick. And it's crazy because I told myself, I was like, I need to show this on the show. JD Vance, when he goes against the media, he's got that dog in him. I'm starting to understand why. Yeah, bro, he's got that dog in him, bro. Him and Vivek have a something special when it comes to handling mainstream media. You know what I mean? Like, right. A lot of people fold under pressure like that, but these two individuals are very, very good at it. Let me see. There it is. No, where is it? Wrong folder. Oops. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we got it. While it's loading up. Hey, just want to let you guys know, thanks for tuning in. We're going to close out with this. But this has been the Colorado Show. When the native Coloradans, is that a word? Coloradoans?
I wouldn't know.
It's been so long.
I'm a Floridian, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, when the native Coloradans come back, we can finally figure out what this is all about. You know what I'm saying? I still need an explanation for this. I need to know what's going on here.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
he's out here saving lives, I guess.
Yeah, Karen's gonna have to explain this. You know what I mean? She took
that. Can't be a Venezuelan, so I don't know.
He's a Colorado's Whalen. He's a Denver's Whalen.
Denver's Whalen.
All right.
Dana, there would you like to ask me questions and then let me answer them, or would you like to debate me on these topics? I noticed that when you had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you gave them multiple choice answers to the questions that you asked, and you allowed them to answer the questions. I'm happy to be here to talk about policy, but if you're going to interrupt me every single time that I open my mouth, then why am I even doing this? So please ask a question, and I'd ask you to be polite enough to let me answer it.
Yes.
Some people you can't bulldog.
Yeah, some people you can't play with like that, bro. You
can't play with them like that.
Give it up for JD Vance, everybody. That's how you handle the mainstream media. But hey, everybody, we'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning into the Colorado Show. Any last words, Thor? Any shout outs?
Shout out to the Pocket Cows. Shout out to Ash. Thanks for shout out to you. Thanks to everybody that tunes in every week. And shout out to the red over the blue. This is 2024.
Indeed. And we out. Peace.